Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. This week we've been studying a passage from the book of Isaiah, a book of prophecy. And the particular passage is called the Song of the Suffering Servant. It describes a special anointed one or Messiah that was going to come someday and set things right for the Israelites. It describes him here as a suffering servant, though. And it can be hard to interpret what that's all about. We looked yesterday, though, at how a lot of these things that didn't seem to make sense at the time, that seemed to be very mysterious and riddle-like, looked an awful lot like they were pointing to Jesus after he walked on the earth. His life just seemed to fit the description here in Isaiah and elsewhere as well. There are other Messiah prophecies throughout the Old Testament. But even if it is Jesus, the question we're going to explore today is, well, why does that matter? What was this meant to accomplish, this whole suffering servant thing? Why would God want a servant who was going to suffer and die? What was it actually meant to do? And we hinted at it a little bit yesterday when we talked briefly about the sacrificial system and how somebody could substitute an animal or another gift to stand in for them to pay the price for sin. Because we humans were made for a close personal relationship with God. We were meant to live with Him in the Garden of Eden, to be cared for by Him, to know Him personally. That's what we were made for. But it's not what we experience today. Many of us have a sense that life should be different. This isn't really what we were made for. We are meant to know God, and yet we don't. There's this disconnect between us. Many of us can feel that, even if we wouldn't describe it with those words. Ask anybody, you'll find, you know what, they yearn for a better, different world. And one writer suggested that if we yearn, long for a better, different world, it must be because we were made for that. Because if we've never experienced it, how would we know it was possible? And yet it's there, it's in our dreams, it's something that people strive for, and that's because it's what we were made for. It's not what we experience today, but it's what we were made for. And it's the kind of thing that God was describing as what He would bring about through this Messiah. This anointed one, this suffering servant, who's bringing about His kingdom where we would rejoin Him. The problem is that, as this passage describes, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. There is something wrong with the people of Israel, and by extension now, all of humanity. There's something wrong with us that needs to be dealt with, that we can't deal with on our own. We long for this better world, we long for the Garden of Eden or the Kingdom of God, and yet we can't get there on our own. We are too broken, we are too sinful. And it's led to our death, both physical and spiritual. We need someone to do something about that. We need a sacrifice who will step in for us and take the punishment for sin that we deserve. And that's what Isaiah told us was going to happen. It happened 500 years later, where God laid the iniquity of us all on one man. So what would have happened in the sacrificial system would have been that somebody would have laid their hands on the animal that was going to die on their behalf, to stall their death a little bit longer, to stall them having to pay for sin themselves. They would lay their hands on that animal, like a lamb or a goat. And as they did that, their sins would be transferred to that animal. Of course, this is something that had to happen over and over again, and it could only happen for an individual or once a year for the whole nation of Israel through the high priest. But what this passage says is that the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all on this suffering servant. It's like he's laid hands on this suffering servant and put the entire sins of all of humanity for all of time on this one sacrifice. And that's exactly what Jesus was described as having done. He died for the sins of all of humanity. He died to forgive us all, for all of time, for all of humanity. This was like that Day of Atonement, when the high priest would lay his hands on that one goat, send it out into the wilderness, and it would die on behalf of the entire nation. The death of one could atone for the sins of many, and that's what Jesus was doing for all of humanity and for you and I. So here's your challenge for today. I've got a number of passages from the Bible that you'll find when you read this in our website or app. And I want you to read through them
They're just short little quotes, one line each. And share what echoes of Isaiah 52 and 53 you hear. Do you think the authors were doing this intentionally, wanting us to hear those quotations from the book of Isaiah? So that's a little bit different as a challenge, but just I want you to see the connections that are drawn between the New Testament and the Old Testament. This would be a great one to share with some friends, fellow commuters, colleagues, family, somebody else in your life that you can share this with as you try to figure out those parallels together. Have a great discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.